Supersonic Rocketeers from Luminous Worlds by David C. Kapaska-Merkel. Under the crust of the next planet, we found an entire civilization that was utterly unaware of the outer world. The dashing captain struck a pose and romanced a virgin queen with his hard, tanned body. He pressed his ray gun to her chest, threatened incineration unless her guards released the young ensign. She gave a subtle sign, and the adamantine pikes ground their butts into the same floor that received hers later that night. The young ensign went exploring, beating off albino cave girls, found the secret laboratory in which the evil doctor was vivisecting the first mate. Alarm! Alarm! Intergalactic horror! "We put a stop to this, by damn," muttered the crotchety engineer, and he and the ensign wreaked havoc on the doomed citadel, exterminating a race that was composing rhymed and metered poetry when our ancestors were eating their own feces and each other in dank, lightless caves. They rescued the dashing captain from the alarming clutches of the Virgin Queen and beat a hasty retreat, while the second engineer was firing up the fusion thrusters. As soon as they were aboard, she flung the ship into the sky. The wounded captain was indisposed, and the second mate took the con. It was her chance to shine, and she did some pretty fine navigating out of the Hymenopterous cluster her very first try. We were all so proud, and even the wilted captain felt better. Alas, when the eggs hatched, the dashing captain was irretrievably spoiled, and the second mate had to carry on without him.